What's going on, Clippers? It's your guy, William, the Opinion Uptake.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler. I'm tired today.
You look tired.
Just played basketball. Got worked.
Way to go. We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network, Woo! In case you haven't heard of it. We're coming at you 5 days a week. They might not have heard of it.
That's
who knows?
True.
We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. A
lot of scuttlebutt.
There is a lot of scuttlebutt.
I'm into it.
We're going to kick things off with an LA Times article came out, kind of detailing some pettiness in the bus camp.
It's crazy.
All revolves around Steve Ballmer's plan to build the Clippers a new stadium.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into that.
Some crazy stuff.
It's really interesting. If you haven't seen it yet, we'll both tweet out the link to that so you guys can check that out.
Podcast Twitter. Yeah.
And then today is Thursday, which is our Thirsty Thursday segment, where we talk about who and what we're thirsty for.
What do we want more of?
And I got one that's not player-based. It's a little bit more season-based.
Okay.
So we'll be talking about that. And then we're going to wrap things up
another
with
article.
Just kind of some general clips.
Yeah.
Talk. So all that and more coming up right about now.
Yeah, so Dan Wojk?
Yes.
Wojk wrote two great pieces we're actually going to talk about today.
Yeah.
The first one was this insane article.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't read it, just to set the stage,
yeah.
a series of emails were, unearthed?
Well, they were, it was discovery in the current lawsuit going on with the Clippers arena.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was, it's out there for both the defense and the prosecution.
I see. So these, however they surfaced.
I mean, in a legitimate way, they surfaced.
Yeah. There were emails between Madison's, the Square Garden group,
yeah.
which owns both Madison Square Garden and the Forum.
And the 22-acre piece of land that they're saying the mayor of Inglewood tricked them into terminating their lease.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is true.
No, it doesn't seem true at all. But they, like... What kicked this off was they were talking about maybe the Lakers moving to the Forum.
Yeah, to undermine the Clippers' move to Inglewood.
Yeah.
Which they didn't, they ultimately decided not to do.
No, and
of course.
I'm kind of surprised, honestly, that they didn't do it just because they could get their own stadium so much faster. And
the Lakers could get their own stadium is what you're saying.
Yeah. Like the Forum would be just theirs, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It would go back to being theirs. They've been in Staples since I think 99.
Before that.
I thought it said 99 in the article. Anyways,
their lease is up in like 2025, I think.
2025 is the last year. They'll probably, it seems like they're most likely going to renew the lease. They didn't give much serious consideration about moving to the Forum.
Yeah.
Moving back to the Forum. But what it kind of delves into is that
there's some juicy parts.
There's some juicy parts where they're just really trying to undermine the Clippers both as an organization and Steve Ballmer is a man.
The craziest email is Jeannie Buss on Steve Ballmer. They call him Balls with a Z. They type the Z out.
Yeah. Which I think is very disrespectful, but pretty funny.
But also pretty funny. It's funny to me that they have to type the Z out.
Yeah.
It's funny that they have to like use their pinky to type the Z.
Yeah.
Do you think they rag on each other if one of them uses an S?
Oh, definitely.
It's Balls, bro. Anyway. They call him Balls, and there's a line from one of the emails that Jeannie Buss is mentioning with James Dolan, which we'll get into their weird relationship in a bit. Didn't Balls see what we did to my brother? Two question marks. He will have nothing but Clippers basketball. Whoopee. If you're not aware, she fired her own brother.
Yeah, she fired her own brother and basically...
Dragged him.
Yeah, and legally got them basically... She is now the head of the franchise until she dies.
Yeah. And they're just like, so they're messaging with each other about, and like they want Adam Silver to, they wish Adam Silver could stop the Clippers arena for some reason.
Which also makes no sense because why would? Yeah. Why would he want less NBA stadiums?
Why would he do that?
Yeah.
Especially for a team that's on the rise and seemingly a very well-run organization.
Yeah, I mean...
And the Clippers. So, like, there's a good Lakers blog called Lakers Outsiders they had this great blurb. They said the NBA will probably not be too happy with the Lakers' involvement in all of this, especially given that the Forum and MSG are primarily owned by New York Knicks owner James Dolan. They will surely bring about some talk of collusion between NBA owners to obstruct the Clippers from building their arena. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Also,
I did not realize like quite what a tangled web this whole thing was.
Yeah.
With getting that land and being able to build this Clipper stadium that Ballmer is envisioning.
And Isaac K. Lee, he had a great thread on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's with The Ringer. He said, MSG is dragging out a petty lawsuit over 22 acres of empty land that they don't even own. They leased it for overflow parking for no justifiable reason.
Yeah.
This really is just them being petty about the Clippers getting a new arena?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's just another one of those things where I feel like
it's such an entitlement vibe.
Such an entitlement vibe, and I just feel like it's just especially come to light since free agency last year. This organization has no idea what it's doing. It has no idea where it's going. There's zero direction.
It doesn't seem
there's
to be
zero
a plan.
Thought. And then they're just like lashing out at stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this is the whole organization right now. Like you have LeBron lashing out at the young guys. You have the young guys and Rondo like all lashing.
Yeah.
Just lashing all around.
So it's just such a petty, like, and I had a tweet today that was, it's confusing from my perspective because if you're the Lakers, don't you want the Clippers to be away from you right now? If you look at the two organizations,
yeah,
one of them seems
you don't
want
to be compared.
Someone one of them seems to be on the rise.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the Clippers.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure.
And one of them is, I'm not saying on the decline because I still have LeBron
Ben
James.
On the decline. I'm saying it. Ben on the decline, man.
All right, maybe basketball player, but like brand wise, they're still very strong. But
oh
like,
yeah,
and the plan wise, it's just not there. So why would you want the better team to remain in your stadium if you think of it as your stadium, even though it's the Kings Stadium?
For sure. Yeah.
Like
I don't know why you would want to remain there. They're also like such a focal piece for all of downtown, really, like that area,
yeah,
around like around Olympic and Staples Center. Like it's like that's such a focal point for the Lakers.
Yeah.
So I also don't know with your franchise on the clear decline. I'm gonna say
planting that
bottoming out.
Okay, they're not. I don't know if they're bottoming out.
Wheels have fallen off.
I will say the wheels. I will agree. Maybe the wheels have fallen off.
Cars screeching to a halt.
Take the phone off though, huh?
But you also don't want like, I don't think that you want that franchise to have to compete with everything else that's going on in Inglewood right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Like just Clippers aside, you know, you got LAFC and you got
the Rams.
Got the Rams.
And the city of Inglewood is like, yeah, give us another stadium next to our football stadium.
Yeah.
And the Forum, one of the issues is why Dolan is mad is that the Forum will lose out on concerts. But I don't think that, like, they're mad about that too.
Yeah. No, that to me makes sense. And they wanted overflow parking or whatever, which, whatever. I mean, you don't own the land.
Yeah. It's just crazy, dude. It's just such a rich person. I hate stuff like this.
Yeah.
It's just such a big brother, little brother thing, which is so weird. Also, like,
are you more set off by this than like the recent USC stuff?
Yes, I am.
Agreed.
I'm more upset about this because everyone knew about rich people paying to get their kids into college.
Yeah.
The issue was that those idiots didn't do it by building a library. They just like gave people money.
Yeah.
My thing with this is, they also, the disrespect of Ballmer is crazy.
The disrespect, is wild. And, like, they kind of disrespect Jerry West, too.
Yes.
Talking about him going to this organization and, like, they assert that our front office doesn't know what they're doing. They assert that Ballmer is some sort of, like, madman. And it's like,
which, Ballmer is a lunatic.
Oh.
But he's a good lunatic.
In
he
the
is
best
chaotic
way.
Good.
In the best way.
He's worth billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great person.
Yeah.
By all intents and purposes.
Oh, yeah. As far as we know. If something surfaces later, you know, I have no clue.
You know, I don't know. Do some weird stuff or something. But as of today,
how weird would it have to be for you to hop off the Ballmer train?
He would have to only eat meals delivered by the hot dog gun. That would be as weird as it. And I'm talking
what
like,
if he had a bunch of lizards? Like a bunch of large lizards.
I'm fine with that.
Free roaming. You're talking no
to,
cage.
You're talking to someone who wants to get a snake, no cage for my apartment. Just that thing just chilling out.
It's the worst idea.
Yeah, my girlfriend doesn't like that idea either. It's been such a bad... The Lakers season has been a soap opera.
Yeah.
And this is the worst episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the episode where everyone is in a coma, and it's like, it's yeah. just the they this wake the, up and the whole thing was a dream.
Yeah, this is the episode where it was
and
like...
it's like, really? I watched 12 episodes for this?
Yeah, then the screen does that wiggle thing, and then it's like, oh, it was a child's drawing the whole time. This is the worst episode of the Clippers season,
yeah.
or the Lakers season. It's just crazy. Also, if I'm the Lakers, I am so worried about Jeannie Buss and James Dolan being friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would freak me out.
Definitely.
Like, that is not what... That's the last person, other than Sarver.
Yeah.
That is the last person you want your owner to be like, man, isn't this person great? I brought James to lunch. It's like, what the... Get away. Like, we don't want that guy here.
Definitely. Definitely.
He gets the itemized receipt. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. I'd be worried if I was the Lakers. What if they just become the Knicks?
I mean...
I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, they haven't made the playoffs in 6 years.
It's been a while.
yeah, I don't know.
What a feel old. The last time the Lakers were in the playoffs, Stain was on the radio.
Really?
No, I don't know. I'm making that up.
I was like, damn. Also, still on the radio. Don't disrespect Stain like that. If you want to check out the article, go to LA Times. It's a fantastic piece. There's a bunch of great Twitter stuff right now about it. Coming up after this, we're going to get into some Thirsty Thursdays. But first, Will, you have a smart speaker.
Oh, many.
You have hundreds of smart speakers.
Everywhere. Wall to wall smart speakers.
Littered all over your apartment. If you have a smart speaker, you need to tell that smart speaker to play podcast Locked On Clippers.
Playing podcast Locked On.
You can clean your house, do it. You know, you could make a nice dinner for your family while you listen to Will and I talk about the Clippers. I'm sure that's what most people are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, tell your podcast player to play podcast Locked On Clippers. So now we're doing a regular segment, Thirsty Thursdays.
Oh, yeah.
And I am thirsty. It's hot out today.
It is.
I would say. I'm going to hear something. Now I'm thirsty for this new arena.
I know.
I was out on it literally up until I read that article today. And I was like, screw it. I want three arenas.
I know. And I don't want to be petty about it. But now.
Oh, I'm petty, dude.
Like now.
If you're petty.
I want it way more.
If you're petty because someone was petty to you, you're not being petty. You're defending yourself.
It can't. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
no,
self,
that makes
that's
sense.
That's self-defense. No, I'm thirsty for this new arena. Let's get it. Let's make the nicest arena of all time.
I hope it's the nicest arena of all time, and I hope there's a sign out front that says brought to you by Balls.
I hope his parking spot says Balls. I hope he tells Jeannie Buss that she's getting a parking spot, and they give Jeannie Buss a parking spot, but it's in the overflow lot. It's the furthest parking spot away.
And she has to park there.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to be like, Miss, and they never call her by her name. They go, excuse me, Miss. And anytime James Dolan comes through, I don't know why he would. I want them to invite James Dolan and Jeannie Buss to the arena opening and then, like, just have a bunch of pinatas of Jeannie Buss and James Dolan while the children
man.
Of Inglewood
oh,
eat
man.
The candy
from their
busted,
broken forms.
Yeah, from their busted head, brain candy. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thirsty. I want this new arena now. I want it to be as petty as possible.
Yeah, I like it.
He needs to buy the license plate balls.
I hope he should buy the license plate balls. That's so funny. And then I hope the whole thing is his head and you enter in through the mouth.
like a old
Astroworld.
Demented carnival ride.
Yeah.
It's just the jaw. It's like the big jaw. Man, that'd be good. We got some good ideas. I wonder if you think Baller listens to the show?
Probably.
Oh, at what point do we try and give Ballmer a nod when we're at the arena?
I'm going to go ahead and say never.
Never?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying never. I don't think I'm ever going to introduce myself to him. Just because I'm scared.
Yeah.
He has no time for me.
Yeah,
and
if
I respect
bump into
that.
Each other.
Literally.
Maybe.
It has to be a sitcom, me opening a door and him opening another door, and they have to run into each other. That's how I want to meet.
The two doors are bumping into each other?
Yeah, like I'm like, oh, got to get out of here. And it's like, whoo! And he's opening from the other side, and it's like, you know. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry too. I go, Charles Barkley. He's like, oh, Steve. And that's how I want to meet Steve Ballmer.
All right.
But I don't want to walk up and be like, hey, a big fan of you as a businessman and owner. I run a Daily Clippers podcast you maybe have never heard.
Yeah.
P.S. You should get the license plate Balls.
Well, I'm intimidated by it just because when we saw that guy try to talk to Jerry West and Lawrence Frank about how he admired their moves.
Jerry West could not have been less impressed. How can you have the audacity to interrupt Jerry West and Lawrence Frank?
Yeah.
No, I'm thirsty for that arena. I hope Ballmer, man, I wish he was a little more creative at social media because I want him to have like a funny tweet or something.
I know.
God, what are you thirsty for?
I'm getting thirsty for the end of the season, man.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
We got 13 games.
The regular season.
Yeah, the regular season. Yeah.
I just want this dang basketball to stop.
No mas. No, I'm getting so thirsty for the playoffs already. I'm feeling
heard that.
I'm also just getting so like anxious about it and so nervous. We dropped. We're back at 8, which is a little scary.
How many games up on the 9th seed?
A lot. Like the Kings are fully out of it. They're 4.5 games behind us.
I don't know if they're fully out of it.
I think
we only have an over 99%.
Bagley is still out, so I think that
they're shutting them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone commented that we could maybe be the 9th seed, and I was like, I don't think that's going to happen.
We could be the 9th seed?
Yeah. I was like, I don't think that's going to happen.
I really don't think that's going to happen.
I hope it doesn't.
Like a 5-game lead, we would have to lose a lot of games.
Yeah.
And just for reference,
we play Bulls on Friday tomorrow.
We got Bulls, Nets, Pacers. So a couple of challenging games.
I would say that's hard.
For sure. And then we got Cavs, Knicks, Timberwolves, which should all be
easy medium.
Pretty solid wins.
Yeah.
And then we got the Bucks, which is going to be hard.
That might be a loss.
Just depending, because like their seeding is already so secure. They might be resting fools.
I don't know if they are though.
I don't know if they are either.
Giannis doesn't seem like the type to take kindly if someone told him to not play,
which
I totally understand.
And then we do have some really hard games to finish out the season. Obviously, Rockets, Warriors, and the Jazz. And I'm pretty
sure is that our last three games?
Well, it's Rockets, Lakers, Warriors, Jazz.
Three of those sound hard.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Lakers are going to play
Genie
Buss
is at that game.
Yeah, the Lakers are probably going to play us annoyingly hard. All the guys that are shut down are going to come out or something because it's going to has to be some
LeBron,
big,
I bet LeBron
petty
scores
display.
50. And they're going to be like, hope you like your new arena, loser. We're like, yeah, we are going to like our new arena.
All right, dude. We'll see you guys. Cool. Enjoy all the extra time off.
Tell Mike Muscala we said hi, jackass.
So yeah, maybe the Rockets will rest some people. I doubt it, just because of that. I don't think
they only have 12 people on their roster.
Yeah, yeah, they're just not really where they want to be. So I don't think they would take a loss to a Western Conference team.
Yeah,
the Warriors will probably be resting people, especially
I'd have to imagine that. Yeah,
yeah, especially Durant has like an ankle sort of thing.
He's got an ankle issue.
It's sore, I believe.
Look. You're talking to a team that knows something about someone having a sore body part, okay? Durant might never play basketball again if he has a sore ankle.
If it's as sore as Luke Richard's knee.
If it's as sore as Luke Richard's knee, Kevin Durant is in a wheelchair. No disrespect to Kevin Durant. It seems like a very sore knee that Luke has.
Should we start a charity fund to raise awareness about sore knees?
Maybe, dude.
With Luke Mbamute as our poster child?
Yes. We should.
Poster man.
Yeah, poster man. Poster man. Yeah, the Sore Knee Foundation. SKF.
Know the symptoms.
Know the symptoms of a sore knee. Does it hurt? Probably sore.
Is it sore? Is it your knee?
God, that knee's got to hurt. I am thirsty for Clippers players to use what came out today as more fuel for their chip on our shoulders engine.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean
Patrick Beverley printed this out. He printed this out on pieces of paper and like thumbtacked it aggressively into his locker.
He's for sure doing
and he's
that.
Just like sitting there. Like.
And it's not an anti Lakers thing. It's just anti everyone else thing. It's that these people don't respect us.
It's just another like instance of our franchise being disrespected. And I would understand that, say, 7 or 8 years ago.
I even would 4 years ago.
But now
we had a very annoying quote unquote team to the refs and stuff like that. So I could see it. I could see
kind
of
the organization
players.
Still, I mean, I guess post-Ballmer owning it, I think that it's a little bit rude to call this organization a joke.
Agreed.
Let's listen to the Bill Simmons podcast earlier today. As of yesterday, he did not know the starting five for the Clippers.
You know, what are you going to do?
You're talking about a guy who makes nearly as much as this podcast makes.
He lives in L.A.,
to watch
too.
Basketball.
He lives in L.A., too.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of other stuff on his mind.
No, I'm sure.
He should know the starting five, though.
He's worried about the Celtics or whatever.
Yeah, they're trash. Anything else you're thirsty for?
No, thirsty for people to hop on this Clippers bandwagon.
We're
I'm
open.
Ready. It's gassed up.
We're here.
It's gassed up. We got snacks in the back. We're the nicest Lyft ride you ever been in.
In my eyes, the bandwagon is a covered wagon.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a literal bandwagon. We're just shredding tunes.
See, in my mind, it's like a it's like a van.
Whoa, what? I don't like that.
No, it's like a...
Clippers van? That seems dicey.
It's like a van.
Does Clipper Daryl drive the Clippers van?
It's a van that like a band would tour in. There's like some... There's even some equipment back there if you want to jam out.
I guess that's fine. I like the wagon image more. It's a horse-drawn wagon. Oxen, actually. It's very powerful. Anyway, hop on. Coming up after this break, some more article talk. We got one more article to talk about.
All right. Man, you think we got a lot of reading in today.
Oh, yeah. I've been working hard. Another article from Dan Woik at the LA Times about Zubats and his offensive situation right now. Some key quotes. "I'm rushing," Zubats said after the Clippers 125-104 loss to Portland. "I'm rushing my shots. I'm trying to do something really quick. I just have to slow down. It's going to come with time."
I would agree with this.
Yeah, I think we all kind of saw that.
Yeah, there's definitely some, I don't want to say carelessness because I feel like that's wrong. There's like a freneticism or jitters around the rim. And, you know, we talked about it in the recap last night in the loss to Portland. But, you know, that 4 of 14, like, those are points that would have been really, really huge for us.
Yes.
Not just in terms of, like, lessening the actual debt that we were in points, or deficit rather.
Yeah.
But like, that's the kind of stuff that charges up a team.
For sure. It just builds confidence.
It builds his confidence.
But I love these quotes because it's clear that he knows what the issue is.
Definitely.
There's nothing I like more than when someone has
a
problem and understands what's happening.
He realizes there's an issue, which I think is like the biggest step, and then is working towards solving it. So overall good.
The other crazy part about this article is that he has a fracture in his left middle finger.
Yes. Yeah, the most recent thing I had read about this was like a month ago on Hoops Hype, actually. Shout out to Hoops Hype. And yeah, I had no idea that he was playing through, a semi-serious injury. It doesn't require surgery, but...
Yeah, Zubats said he doesn't think that either injury... Oh, sorry. The full quote from Zubats is, "They're not 100% yet. It still hurts. I still can't bend the middle fingers on both of my hands. It's going to maybe take a few more weeks." Zubats doesn't think either injury, minor ligament damage on one and a small fracture on the other, would require any off-season procedures. Seems painful as hell.
Seems really painful.
What's the deal with the Clippers medical staff this year? Why are we finding this stuff out from a player in an interview? Do you think they're mad he said it? It just seems odd. This seems like a legit injury also. He can't bend the fingers in his hands.
I think sometimes with an injury that you're playing through...
He's hurt, he's not injured kind of thing.
Yeah.
Got it.
I think if there's an injury that you're playing through, and this is not like to say that the injury isn't very valid, because it is, but I think you're a little bit more closely guarding that information because you don't want someone to go at him.
Yeah, I think with the makeup of this team, I don't think anyone's going to try and deliberately injure anybody. Because what I picture in my mind
That's
of
fair.
Someone like karate chops Zoo's hands on purpose is...
It'd just be
the
so easy, though,
Patrick
too, when
Beverly.
You're both, like, when you're both going up to snatch a rebound, like...
Give him, like, a quick chop.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think guys are doing that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know.
But, I mean, if it happens...
That's just the only reason I can think of why you would keep something like that so close to the chest, mm-hmm. as an organization.
If it happened and Patrick Beverly and Montrez were on the floor, I feel very sorry for whoever deliberately tries to hurt Zubats.
You think they're throwing?
I think possibly... And I would be fine.
I don't know
with
that
it.
They're throwing, but I think the rest of the game is very shitty
someone
for that
is
person.
Someone getting pushed down. I think Beverly and Trez give him the high low.
Oh man!
Beverly gets on all fours behind the guy, and Trez gives him a classic push, and he falls.
Beverly's
and it's Jeannie Buss who they push.
Ball, and Trez just pushes him over.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just a little concerning. I hope his hand gets better.
Yeah,
I hope
definitely.
It's good for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it, also, maybe get the surgery?
Yeah, because one of them is like a ligament thing.
Yeah.
Which anytime I hear ligament, I'm thinking you need surgery.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's sore. That's a sore finger. And then the fracture is where I'm like, okay, maybe just throw a splint on it. But the surgery, I'm like, maybe get some surgery. You need your hands in basketball.
Especially as a center.
Especially Zubats. There's a great Patrick Beverly quote about Zubats. He said, hats off to Zoo. I didn't know Zoo was that good until he came over here. He's a big piece of what we're trying to do over here. We thank the Lakers. We appreciate it. Great troll comment.
Love it.
Love it. Busy day in terms of rumors and stuff.
Definitely. Yeah.
Happy it happened on a day we don't have a game.
Yeah.
Shout out Dan Wojk for some fantastic journalism. Go read all of his articles. They're all great. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have a preview of the game against the Bulls,
mm-hmm.
which we will be going to as members of the press.
Oh, yeah.
We get to see Soldier Boy. He's performing at halftime. We're going to be ranking the Pacific Division. We're going to be playing some Love, Marry, Kill.
You know it.
It's going to be a good time. Thank you for listening. We are coming at you Monday through Friday. Please rate, subscribe, review, all that good stuff.
On iTunes.
On iTunes or Google, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter, at Locked On Clips, at Charles Mockler, at Will Updike. Yeah, I have been Positive Chuck. Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for listening.